Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 741, sunny and 52 degrees today.
I'm going to need you all to do a little self-reflection here.
Uh-huh.
All right?
I see.
So, I've come across the article, Builder shoots himself in the crotch with a hydraulic nail gun, which he did. He just put a big nail three-quarters of the way in, right into his groin, actually just missing his femoral artery and just missing his pecker.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
Yeah. Which I don't really know how he did it because anytime I've ever used one, you got to have some pressure on the tip of it before you fire it, unless he had to pull it back, but whatever.
Maybe
you
leaned over and it was in, I don't know, it was pressed against his stomach somehow. He's careless.
What is the most pain you've ever self-inflicted on yourself?
Mm.
The most, like, if you could think back to one time that you've done to yourself, I'm not talking about, you know, like playing hockey and you get hit in the nuts or whatever it is.
First thing I think of, and I'm not sure there's anything worse, and I'm very fortunate, I guess, was slamming my finger in a car door and it was stuck. The door had to be open for me. Like, I couldn't just, like, as an adult, I've done it where I temporarily closed the door. Like, how did I get my finger, you know, whatever, and pulled it right out. But as a kid, it was stuck in the ridge between the two doors. You know, the front door and then the back ridge of the back door.
Oh, yeah.
It was stuck in there. And I was standing there, and the most pain when my mom opened the door.
You closed the door on yourself?
Yes. I don't know how as a kid, you know, I don't know. You're goofy, you're slamming the door and your hands.
You're not paying attention.
Closed it. And when she opened it, the whole finger's like, oh my God. I might've been 5 or 6. I remember it very clearly. Sunny day in the driveway in Bethpage.
Yeah. Other than like a burn on the fingers or whatever, the first thing that comes to my mind, and it was more like, cause I think I was temporarily knocked out. We were playing football in the street. And I was wide receiver, and I was running for the ball. I was running, and I'm looking over my shoulder to catch the ball, and I catch the ball. I turn around, and bam, right into the trunk of a car. and the car just hit me, like, right at mid-level.
Nice tackle.
And my face just went, bump, right off the back of the car, right off the trunk.
So you, like, folded in half
folded
and slammed your face right
absolutely
into the trunk.
Folded in half. And I just remember... I don't remember hitting the floor, but I remember my nose being blasted open, and I just remember like having to pick myself up off the floor, which apparently I had been there for a little while.
So by floor, you mean street. Like, you hit the back of the trunk of the car back off?
Sandwiched myself, so right head, like waist, and just went forward, smashed my face off the trunk of the car,
ended up on the ground.
And then rolled up and ended up in the street.
Yeah, you did that to yourself.
Ted's laughing.
I can feel the pain. Yeah. I can just feel it. That's the thing. It's like just brutal. I did one. I was trying to get my grandmother's, you know, the old-fashioned watches, the battery cover off the back of it.
Yeah.
And using a knife. And I was pushing the knife into the thing, and I slipped and missed. And I drilled the knife right into my my finger. And I just remember splitting my finger, like, completely open and blood just, like, gushing everywhere. And it hurt like hell. I mean, it was just brutal.
Oh, wait a minute. I got another one.
You were a kid? You split your finger open like that?
Yeah. It was like, I literally like stabbed myself, but it was rough. And I just remember the blood. The worst part was the blood gushing everywhere. And it hurt like the Dickens.
What's the most pain you've ever inflicted on yourself? 631-955-WBAB. I did that one. And when I ran into the wall and cut my head open.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I was excited
to go. You didn't see the wall? I guess.
I was excited to go play
a big,
video
beautiful
game.
Wall. How do you miss it?
No, it was like I was running home from my next door neighbor's house because his dad was going to take us to play video games. And it's funny because I had a premonition of it happening. Like, I saw it happening as I ran. And then it was like where the mailbox is on the front, and then it meets a corner of the door jamb, and it was brick. And I just hit the corner with my forehead and got blood everywhere.
No good.
I just wanted to go play Dragon's Lair, bro.
That's all you want.
I was going to go to Christine Stationery to go play Dragon's Lair.
We'll get some stories from you guys next. Right now, Ted has traffic.
Your BAB.
Ticketmaster.com.
7:49, Roger JP on BAB. Well, this guy in the news shot himself right in the crotch area with a nail gun. One of those big hydraulic, is that what it's called? Hydraulic nail gun, right?
Yeah.
What's the worst pain you've ever inflicted upon yourself? It's all your fault. You did it. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. I got to tell you, the worst pain I have ever felt was getting my fingers caught in a garage door when I shut the door.
Ah, so you mean the door that leads into the garage from the inside of the house?
Exactly.
Ah, yeah.
But even worse was when I went inside and was crying like a little bee because my father had to come out, open the door for me. So I run inside, I'm running my hand under the cold water, crying. I'm at the age of like 21.
Oh.
And my father's like, the worst part, my father's like, come on, act like a man. Get up. What's the big deal?
Oh, that is the worst.
Aren't they great? Aren't they great?
So much heart and soul.
Yeah, you do that to a kid now, he kills you in your sleep.
You cannot talk a man. What's the matter with you?
Thanks for the call.
Still don't understand how he did it.
It's closing the door behind him. You don't look and you get your hand caught. Like any, like I did in the car door.
Yeah,
or any regular, you know, house door. It's going to happen.
I guess.
Catch your finger in a drawer in the kitchen. Oh, I've done that too. Oh, what an idiot. And you know, you just leave your fingers lagging behind. This is what happens.
You know what? If you get it by the knuckle, you're okay. But if you get that finger, the nail, aye.
If you got one, 631-955-WBAB, self-inflicted pain.
Here's out of 10. All these things, you never curse more than when you stub your toe.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's or step it. On a Lego.
Right. Here's Ted with the stuff you need to know.
The Trump.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:55. What's the worst pain you ever inflicted upon yourself? We had a guy in the news who shot himself with a nail gun right by the jewels. Very close to the femoral artery, as JP mentioned earlier. Horrible. I'm sure the pain must have been horrible. How about you? What do you got? Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
I was hammering with my hand on the wall with a flat hammer. And I looked at my thumbnail for a split second, and the hammer followed.
Oh,
the whole entire nail in one shot. Boom. Blood red. I sat down for a minute. I actually threw up. The pain was so bad. Driving home with my hand up throbbing for 3 hours from New York City, I get home. I have no idea how to fix it. I go to bed. I could not sleep all night. A friend of mine says, you got to put a nail through it and pop the blood. I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I took a drill bit, and I had to make a hole in my nail. And you know that feeling like when you pop a zit and it feels so much better?
Yeah.
The relief that came from as soon as it popped through the center of my nail and the amount of blood that came out, I went right to bed.
God, that is horrible. That's one of the worst ones. I mean, I'm not as far. I don't think the pain
anything
is bad.
Anything with the fingertip,
but the story's worse.
Anything with the fingertip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's torture in other countries. Because that's bad. We can't handle it.
I have a buddy of mine. He'll remain nameless. But we were playing hockey at the Deer Park pools, and we used to play on the tennis courts.
Yeah.
And we would take the nets down. So you had two tennis courts next to each other, right?
Sure.
So you had, there was two posts basically right in the middle
without the nets on them, yeah.
Without the nets on them, two posts next to each other, and one was on the other outline, and the other one was in, but two posts, and he skated right into the post.
Oh, my God.
Right into the post. Nuts first. Boom.
There's nothing you can do there.
No, dude. I'll never forget that. Like, that was scary. Oh, that was scary. We didn't know if we should have called an ambulance. It was like...
Did he end up getting up and walking home?
After a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
That was rough.
We drove him home.
Yeah. 7:58. Go ahead, Ted.
Your BAB.
All right, just after 8 o'clock, Roger and JP on BAB. All right. Humans do this stuff to themselves. The worst pain you ever inflicted on yourself. Good morning. Go ahead. What do you got?
I did it twice when I was a kid. I caught my nutsack in my zipper because I was in a hurry because we were out playing.
Right. Is that though just the worst because you're in a hurry and you're a kid?
Did it bleed?
No, it didn't bleed, but I had to, you know, play with the zipper in order to let it loose. It was just the pain just kept coming and coming in waves.
And that hurts just as much, letting it loose. You consider, like, can I leave it there? Because you don't want it to hurt again.
Exactly. And I did it twice.
That's horrible.
That's when I switched to Tidy Whiteys.
All right, thank you. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger, classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:07.
Oh,
What's the matter?
I just got a horrific email.
A guy who inflicted pain on himself?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Is it readable, or should we wait on it until you edit it?
No, I can read it, but we'll wait on it for a second.
All right. We got a guy in the line with a story who had, like, one of them big jacked-up Jeeps. He had a problem with his finger. Go ahead.
I locked my finger in my Jeep. It was a listed Jeep. It was, like, about, I don't know, 3 feet higher than it should be. So I'm dangling from my Jeep, and I can't reach my pocket, and my keys are in. A little old lady comes by me and goes, "Do you need help, Sonny?" And I go, "Yeah, I kind of do. I'm stuck." And she actually reaches in my pocket, hands me my keys, and then walks away. She doesn't even bother to unlock the door herself.
So you had to unlock your door in order to open it to get your finger out?
Yes. My pinky was stuck and crushed.
And you're hanging from, like, were you touching the ground?
My toes were touching the ground. I was, like, literally dangling.
Oh, that's horrible. He's in a bad spot. Self-inflicted pain. We all do it.
So funny. She was willing to go through his pockets right. To get his keys.
And walks away. How can that help?
But funny, she just really threw it to him. Here you go, champ.
Yeah, right.
He misses. Now they're laying on the floor by his feet. Can't get him.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger, JP. WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:10, sunny and 52 degrees today. So what's this email about personally inflicted pain?
I just want to tell you about my most painful experience. I was about 10 years old. I came out of my parents' pool. I went into the bathroom to dry off, and I had gotten water in my ear. So I took a Q-tip to clean the water out.
Oh, no.
And I noticed that there was a moth flying in the bathtub area. So, I stood on the side of the bathtub to try to get the moth out of the window. My feet being wet, I slipped and fell. The Q-tip went straight through my eardrum.
Oh, no.
The pain was like nothing I've ever experienced in my life or probably ever will again. I had to get a skin graft from my scalp to replace the eardrum.
What?
Phil from West Iceland.
Phil, that is horrible.
Because I think anybody who's used a Q-tip has had that moment where they went in and they cleaned and, just a little bit too far.
Right. There's a fine line between the pleasure and the pain. Fine line,
but when you went through your eardrum to the point where you had to have the skin grit.
Ooh. All right. We're done. He wins.
Yeah.
I don't care if you hit your finger with a hammer or shot a nail gun through your leg. Q-tip through the eardrum hits me the worst out of everything we've heard today.
Jesus Christ.
Self-inflicted pain.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, don't leave the Q-tip in your ear and do something else at the same time. That's kind of dumb. All right, we move on. Oh. It's 8:12.
Yeah, that one was brutal.
That was
tough one.
Oh, yay.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll let you know what the top 10 list is, where you guess what's on the top 10. Try to get the Bounty Prize 2 right now. Ted has a roof.
Your BAB Sunrise Toast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.